and they stir it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cook it. And then later, after it gets cold, they slice it and fry it?
No.
Okay. If you'd kept your butter too long, it didn't taste good. You'd say the butter was...
sour.
Okay, or is there another word you might use for that?
Blinky.
What?
Blinky.
Okay, okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Was blinky refer to the taste or...
the taste.
Okay. Oh, thick sour milk that people used to keep on hand would be called...
sour cream? Oh, buttermilk?
Well, it's kind of between sour cream and buttermilk. It's sort of semi-lumpy.
I don't know.
Okay. They use it to make something else that's a dairy product that's white and lumpier.
Oh, cottage cheese?
Okay. Sometimes when they first... well, first of all this stuff is made from what you get from a cow, which is...
a dairy cow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is... what is it you get from a dairy cow?
Milk.
Okay.
You asking about the cow?
No. I'm not awake yet.
Neither am I, so...
okay, when you first milk the cow, you have to, get the impurities out, like it might have a little hair in it or stuff. Sorry. So they'd pour it through a fine cloth, and you'd say you have to what?
Strain the milk.
Okay. What do you call something that's like a fruit pie, like it has several layers of apples in the dough, and apples in dough?
I don't know.
You never got it in school cafeteria? It might just have two layers, like apples and dough, and then maybe another one, apples and dough. And, you know, it has little strips of dough like this.
You like a cake dough or pie dough?
Pie dough. And it could be cherry. You know, cherries? And the dough would have, like, sugar on it, and, what else? It's sort of like a pie, except it's all mushed together instead of nice little squares. Okay. If somebody has a good appetite, you might say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay. What would you call milk or cream that's mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pie?
Milk and cream? Or
either. Milk or cream. You mix sugar and nutmeg with it.
It's like eggnog.
Okay. Okay. What is eggnog exactly?
It's a beverage usually made around Christmas time from milk and cream and eggs and I don't know what else.
Okay. Okay. Food taken between regular meals you'd call...
in between snacks.
Okay. Is that a large or small quantity?
Small.
Okay, what do you mean by in between snacks?
Like in between meals, snacks.
Okay, okay. You might say, I will breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Eat breakfast.
Okay. Yesterday at that time I had already...
eaten breakfast.
Okay. Last week I breakfast every day.
Ate.
Okay. If you wanted some coffee but there wasn't any ready, you'd have to...
make some.
Okay. And if you... what do you drink when you're just plain thirsty?
Water.
Okay. And you usually drink it out of a...
glass.
Okay. And you might say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
Okay. And you might say, I didn't mean to...
break it.
But somebody has...
broken it.
Okay. You know, it occurs to me that sentence doesn't make any sense. I didn't mean to, but somebody has...